Dave Cullen runs his own hockey school to help young players with skill development. Photo supplied. Fittingly, on the day of his induction into the St. Catherine Sports Hall of Fame last week, St. David's resident David Cullen was away at a hockey tournament. He wasn't playing the sport for which he was inducted. Instead, he was in Los Angeles watching his 12-year-old son play in a tournament for the Texas Warriors. My mom went to the ceremony for me, and she had a great time, he says. Obviously, she made a lot of sacrifices, driving me around to practices and games. Parents make a lot of sacrifices for their kids. The St. Catharines native was one of five inductees for 2022, including Barbara Armbrist, Daryl McDonald and Donald Tom, all honored for their accomplishments in rowing, and curling's Douglas Jetty. Cullen takes his spot in the hall, located on the concourse level at the Meridian Center in St. Catharines, alongside his uncle Brian, who played for the St. Catharines Teepees in the 1954 Memorial Cup and went on to a career in the National Hockey League. It's a great honor to be in any Hall of Fame, no matter what it is, Cullen tells the local. I was really surprised when I found out. I've walked that area a lot, seen my Uncle Brian and some other people I know in there. It's a nice feeling to know that you're going to be in that area for a long time. The son of Bruce and Lorraine took a different route to the honor than did his uncle. While Brian played junior A hockey in his hometown, Dave's junior B experience with the Thorold Blackhawks earned the Holy Cross graduate a hockey scholarship to the University of Maine in 1995. Over 4 years with the Black Bears, the defenseman amassed 28 goals and 89 assists, with his senior year, when he collected 44 points, standing out. That 1998-1999 season was also the year Maine won the NCAA Division I championship. We had a good team that year, he said. We had a lot of exposure. I really had no idea I was going to keep playing at that point, but I was hopeful. I was able to sign with Phoenix, though, and it all worked out. The NHL's Coyotes brought Cullen in the next year as an undrafted free agent, assigning him to the Falcons, their American Hockey League affiliate. In 78 games that year, Cullen collected 10 goals and 28 assists. Dave Cullen hoists the Calder Cup in Houston. The following season, he was called up to the Coyotes for a couple of games. It was an unbelievable experience, says Cullen of his first NHL games. It's every kid's dream. It kind of feels surreal when it happens to you. It was one of those things, though, where I was up and down, and it didn't really work out. He began the 2001-2002 season with Springfield, and was called up to skate in 14 games for the Coyotes. In January 2002, he was traded to the Minnesota Wild for Sebastian Bortolo. He got the call to the Wild for only 3 games, and spent most of his time in Houston with the team's all-affiliate, the Arrows. Cullen hoisted a championship trophy once again when the Arrows won the 2003 Calder Cup. In July 2003, he signed with the Buffalo Sabres, and spent 3 years with their all-team, the Rochester Americans. By then, I kind of knew my role, Cullen recalls. Those were the years they had. Jason, Pominville, Ryan, Miller, Paul, Gousted, and Thomas Vanek in the minors. I was more of an older veteran. Rochester always made sure they had older players to help the younger guys. It was a lot of fun there, probably my favorite stop in the All. Cullen played 4 more years professionally in Europe, for clubs in Germany, Sweden and Austria. And in 2011, with some injuries and back issues beginning to catch up with him, he felt it was time to call it a day. By then Cullen and his wife, Alyssa, whom he met while in Maine, were parents of 3 young boys. Tyler, now 20, was born in Texas, 18-year-old Landon was born in New York State, and Brady calls Austria his birthplace. The family had been renting a house in Niagara-on-the-Green for the offseason but decided to build their permanent home in St. David's. Looking for a new direction outside of hockey, Cullen considered becoming a police officer or a firefighter. Instead, he decided to attend Teachers College at Medi University in Buffalo. Today he teaches at Loreto Catholic Elementary School in Niagara Falls. When he's not in the classroom, the 45-year-old runs his own business, perhaps drawing on that leadership experience he had with the Americans, as well as what he learned in Teachers College. Through that business, Dave Cullen Hockey, he is training the next generation of hockey players. We run pretty much all year, he says of his hockey school. In the spring I run a 3-on-3 league, in the summer I run camps. During the hockey season it's more team skates. I do a lot of development skates for Niagara on the Lake. When he first started his hockey business he trained some high-level older athletes, including current Buffalo Sabres center and fellow St. Catharines native Riley Sheehan. But these days he tends to work strictly with younger athletes. It's about giving them a fun environment where they can work hard to improve their skills, Cullen says. The rewarding thing is when parents show me videos of their kid scoring a goal using something that they learned from me. It's about giving them an avenue to try to get a little bit better. The Cullens also have a place in Texas, where Tyler is attending Texas Tech and Landon is a student at Texas A&M. Both are studying engineering, a discipline with a course load and challenges that mean they can't fit hockey into their schedules. Brady's Warriors U-12 team plays out of Dallas. Though he couldn't make it to last week's Hall of Fame induction, he is planning to be at the Ice Dogs Thursday, December 1 home game against the Hamilton Bulldogs. The 2022 inductees have been invited to drop the puck for the ceremonial first face-off at the game. I plan on going to that and meeting the other inductees that night, Cullen says. It will be kind of cool to do that and then head over to see the Hall of Fame.